This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour we've got some cannabis updates from South America. We got listeners down there as well. And some over-the-counter medicines, at least five of them that you should avoid. And some of them, I'm telling you, you're going to be guilty of this. Even if you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you're going to go, oh, man, I still have that in my medicine cabinet. I'm going to tell you why it could be very dangerous. And maybe throw in some ideas of some other things you can do instead. All right? We got that. We got intestinal bacteria linked to type 2 diabetes. Where's the science right, and where are they absolutely clueless about what's really going on? We'll reveal that this hour as well. You can go to robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com, and you can download a lot of information, certainly. But even more importantly, you can find out about the key things that we utilize to stay healthy. And there are banners up there, plus a banner that you can click on to go sign up to watch The Truth About Vaccines, which is opening tomorrow. If you're listening live tonight on the 11th. If not, it could be today. And if you're listening after, it could be yesterday, the day before, etc. But go back, sign up for free, and you can watch it for free. And it is quite extraordinary, the amount of information that's going to be revealed. I don't know where Ty Bollinger has put me in it. I know that at the very least, the final episode, I talk about homeoprophylaxis, the use of other mechanisms to stimulate immune system without damaging it, without destroying it. Yes, there are ways to do that without destroying yourself and your immune system. So that's coming up. Because it's April is National Vaccine Awareness Month, I just declared it that. You know, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show gets to do that.
Nice.
Yeah, every day we cover a vaccine story because we have a lot of work to do to balance out the non-stories or the phony stories out of the fake news in the mainstream media that has a heavy pharmaceutical conflict of interest. 50-60% of their advertising coming from Big Pharma, and they can't bite the hand that feeds it. So you're not going to get this kind of coverage anywhere else. So if you think, wow, you're just too much on this vaccine issue, dude, we've got a lot to balance out. So feel free to send this around to your friends and family members who aren't with you yet on this understanding, or even if you're partially there. Because at the very least, in honor of our good friend Liam Sheff, who passed from this plane last week, question the authoritarians out there telling you what is true and what is not. You've got to figure this out for yourself. We're just here to help you do that. All right, so we got a couple of stories on vaccines to open up this hour. One out of India, one out of New Zealand. I think I want to start. Let's see. What is this thing in India where they're saying the vaccines aren't free? Did they figure out that there are strings attached to free vaccines when these global organizations, whether it be Gavi, the Bill Gates and Melinda Foundation, whatever it is, and the World Health Organization, things like that, coming in with free vaccines for you and India or Africa or elsewhere? Are you getting a sense of the Super D?
Strings? What strings? There aren't any strings.
Needles?
Yeah, you're all being all conspiracy and stuff. You need psychiatry.
How is that a conspiracy? When you're given something free from the government, don't they compel a certain behavior?
It's all, no, they're saving people. It's just as easy as, it's just like eating a carrot.
Unbelievable.
right?
So no, just one carrot. That's all you need for the rest of your life, right?
That's it.
Like Prevnar 13 from last hour. More than 85% of the total vaccines sold in India are administered through state-run programs under the central government's Universal Immunization Program. Sounds a lot like what's going on with the CDC here. And, you know, given a true free market, would people be clamoring for these things? Well, maybe if there were truly outbreaks of these diseases, but even then, the lies we've been told about those diseases, if we knew the truth about them, we would never demand a vaccine for them. We would have other methods of preventing, reversing these diseases, because we do here. So they're targeting six, what they call essential vaccines in this, but they've also, over the past few years in India, introduced three more. They said the rotavirus, which, by the way, that Paul Offit, I think, is connected to that, where they had collapse of the intestines with that one. That's lovely. Pentavalent vaccine and pneumococcal vaccines. We just talked about some of the pneumococcal vaccines, Prevnar 13. And they're going to add the mumps vaccine in. And, by the way, the only person or company making mumps vaccine is Merck. And they were caught with their hands in the rabbit blood cookie jar because they spiked the vaccine test results with antibodies from rabbit blood because it wasn't producing antibodies in the human victims of the MMR shot. The mumps vaccine is completely worthless. And so they add this, and I think somebody in India is picking up on this and going, hey, what's going on here? Do we really need to do this? Are there other ways we can go about prevention of disease? Or could it be that some of these diseases don't need to be prevented in a way that makes the risk for more serious chronic diseases and debilitating conditions more likely? I think these are good questions to ask. And if you think the people of India are just a bunch of unintelligent rubes, think again. Yes, there are a lot of poor people in India, but there are a lot of very highly intelligent, doctorate-level intelligent folks there as well. And I've gotten to interact with some of them over the years, whether they be homeopaths or not. And they're very aware of this, and they're doing some things that you'll learn about perhaps for the first time in the truth about vaccines. So definitely you want to sign up and watch that. Anything that jumps out at you on this story? I know I had trouble opening it with my browser for some reason, and so I'm kind of caught a little behind on what I'd like to know about this story.
Well, it's just basically, you know, what I got out of it was that, you know, these people in India are looking at this, and they're going, wait a minute, you know, what? There's obviously, this is a big money-making machine, the vaccine industry, and they're recognizing this. And I think it's interesting that these countries, you know, we've covered stories in the past. I think there was one in particular that really got our attention because they were, it was a pharmaceutical company that was pushing for what they call therapy naive people, right?
I remember that. Yeah,
you remember that, and so these countries, you know, they're just like giant guinea pig colonies to the pharmaceutical industry, and so people are now starting to recognize this. And there's actually a quote here by one of the people there in India, and what he says vaccines are recommended by scientists who develop them or companies that make them, but bulk procurement by a sovereign national government must be guided by disease burden and efficacy, not by estimates and advanced market commitments encouraged by international agencies. So they're recognizing the fact that, you know, these people are coming in and pushing all these vaccines in here, and they're going, well, you know, we estimate that you're going to have this problem, and so we need to have you pay us money so that you can have your, quote, free immunization service, right? Mm-hmm. Which is not free, of course, because the countries are actually paying for it, but it's being done under the guise of free. You know, we're going to save the children and save the women and save lives. But they're recognizing now that you know, they're not basing the need for these vaccines on whether the disease is present or it's an emergency or the efficacy. They actually point that out. Whether the vaccine even works, it's more about the companies.
It's about a growing and emerging market.
Money.
A growing and emerging market, and they're meeting in the back rooms of the big pharma companies. And then they're going to the governments, they're paying them off, they're buying them off, and they're going, yeah, let's mandate this, and let's not allow our people to sue these companies if the vaccines cause injury or death. And so one day, people will rise up with pitchforks and torches, and, you know, they'll burn Merck to the ground. I'm not saying to do it. That's not Robert Scott Bell doing marching orders. I'm just saying when the people realize what these companies and their government agencies that they've entrusted with public health have done, these people are going to have to run far, far away. And even Uruguay might not be far enough. We'll get to that in a little while. But also in New Zealand, to echo Jeffrey Jackson's sentiments, people are figuring this thing out. There's a school called Grantlia Downs Primary School, and they've withdrawn from what's known as the HPV vaccine program down there. They're not allowing the vaccine against the human papillomavirus to be administered on its grounds. It's like, you think this would be an international scandal? My gosh. Look at what happened when Sherry Tenpenny tried to vacation in Australia, right? They freaked out and revoked her visa to visit because she might actually talk about vaccines not working as well as they claim or might even be dangerous, right? It's factual, but you can't say it. So in New Zealand, to have this happen, Chief Executive Nigel Traynor from the South Canterbury District Health School Board said, he raised the school stance toward the nationwide immunization program during a health board meeting on Friday. Traynor said the school's board of trustees had made the decision not to allow the students to be vaccinated against HPV on site. Now, this is not going to prohibit these students to go elsewhere, but it is a pretty powerful statement to say, not on our territory, not on our school grounds. And this is really encouraging because it means that some of those folks realize this might not be necessary. This might not be a good vaccine for our children. We might not need this. And in fact, you know, if you go to sanevax.org, you'll learn about the tragedy that is the HPV vaccine and what it's visiting upon these little girls with neurological damage, Guillain-Barré. You see a sterility result. It chemically put them into menopause, preteen girls, through this shot. And the claim, of course, is that it prevents cancer 20 or 30 years from now, which is absolutely unprovable. Because finding a fragment of genetic material that references one-time exposure to HPV does not a cause make of cervical cancer. So I think the folks down in New Zealand are even getting wind of this, or at least in this one school. And I say, good on you, mate. I know that's not exactly New Zealand. It's Australian. But maybe they understand my sentiment. All right, folks, if you have questions or comments about vaccines or anything else, we're happy to take them in and digest them and spit them back out. Hopefully it'll be good for you. It usually is. 866-939-BELL. You can go to robertscottbell.com. I'm going to talk about a study linking intestinal bacteria to type 2 diabetes, how they got it right, but what they're absolutely missing about why they're right. And it's fascinating, but you'll get it. We'll get there in a moment. Stick with us.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
From time to time, we get to report on scientific journal articles and what they reveal to us about any given disease or disease process. And occasionally, it's about diabetes, so that means there's a theme song for that.
I am your pancreas, I'm about 6 inches long. I sit behind your stomach, across the back of your abdomen. So take care of your pancreas so it continues to work well, so your food keeps digesting and sends glucose to fuel your cells. I am your pancreas.
All right, how to have a happy pancreas. According to a new study, it's all about your bacteria in your gut. According to this, the study shows intestinal bacteria may prevent type 2 diabetes. But, I can hear a lot of you out there saying, but Robert, I thought you said it was something else. Indeed, I did. Indeed, I have, and indeed, I will. But they're focusing on in this study is endolipropionic acid, and it's a metabolite produced by intestinal bacteria. So it's intriguing. So they find that when this is high, there's a less likelihood of the presence of this form of diabetes known as type 2. Yet, you and I know what's really going on, but why don't they? Now, there's a clue in this article. I'm just going to cut right to the chase because, you know, we can get egg-heady on you, and it's just, I don't do this to impress anybody. But I read this article, and I read this paragraph, and I go, oh, it doesn't change anything we already know about the real cause of type 2 diabetes. They're just measuring one chemical compound or constituent along the way and missing the real key here. It's not endolipropionic acid being a metabolite produced by intestinal bacteria. Despite the fact that they find high concentrations of it may help prevent the development of type 2 diabetes, what we find is in the next sentence, where it says high concentrations of this metabolite come from a diet high in dietary fiber and whole grains. Emphasis on whole, W-H-O-L-E. What do we know about the mineral content of whole grains and how critical that is for the prevention of type 2 diabetes? What is the key mineral that is found in whole grains before it's ripped up and refined and removed when it's turned into white bread, for instance, white flour, refined flour? What have they ripped out of all of those minerals? What is the key mineral that is missing when you're not consuming whole grains, or you're consuming grains, but they've been processed? Super Don, this is your turn to shine like the star that I know you are.
I was just playing tic-tac-toe. I wasn't paying attention, but no. type 2 diabetes, could it be chromium?
Yes, it is. The deficiency that they have not identified here is chromium. So this validates what we've been saying for years, and our buddy Christopher Barr, not a doc, has talked about this, and it's written about in Unlock the Power to Heal. The real key is the lack of chromium, the chromium molecule, the GTF chromium molecules. And so this doesn't take away from their discovery of the reference point and saying, hey, look, this metabolite is high, there's less diabetes. But why is that? Because you're eating high fiber diet with whole grains, which contains the mineral chromium. But they don't go there. They look to, I wonder if we can synthesize this metabolite. Wouldn't that be interesting?
It's almost like they just walked right past it because they were trying to get down to something deeper, right?
Oh, exactly. And it's sort of like we have a drug model. We've synthesized chromium. It didn't work so well, right? Chromium picolinate. But if we tell them to just eat whole grains and have a high fiber diet and have good probiotic colonies, the microbiome's healthy, of course, you're going to digest and process and break down and release the mineral chromium from the whole grains. Yes, there'll be other metabolites that are beneficial, but the key is 100 micrograms three times a day of the GTF chromium we utilize, and you can reverse type 2 diabetes, much less prevent it, right? And, we had Cap Morgan on, a couple of weeks ago, talking about the energy. She lacks energy. I said, have you been taking the chromium three times a day? Like I say, oh, no, I just take one once in a while. I'm like, dude, this is the energy center of the body. Without the chromium molecule, you can't deliver the energy the cells need via the sugar that needs to be there, or relinquish the sugar that is stored in the fat cells on out so that other cells can use it. It is that important. 100 micrograms three times a day. So interesting pancreas type 2 diabetes update where they went halfway, not all the way. We're here to take you all the way. And no, you don't need a dietary condom to protect you from this level of information because it's empowering to you. It'll help you walk through life, and you won't have to resort to these dangerous, toxic medicaments, synthetic insulin, or other things that are not really the cause of your problem. All right, folks, we got cannabis update coming up next. Going down to South America, where they have their yerba mate colds.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Toronto. Come on up to Toronto. Total Health coming up 22nd, 23rd, 24th, I believe that's right, of April. And then the following week, San Diego for the Best Answer for Cancer. We got, it's reunion time because Ty Bollinger and family, we're all going to be in Toronto. Paul Barratera is going to be there. The Doc of Detox, I miss him. Dr. Daryl Wolf, we'll get together with him and more. And then down in San Diego, Dr. Rasha Bitar, our buddy who does advanced medicine every Monday, going to be down there presenting, as I will, and Dr. Tony Jimenez and our good friend Christopher Barr. He's not a doc. He's better. He's smarter. And we're gonna do some true prevention of cancer without drugs. Awesome stuff. So let's see. What else we got coming up? Cannabis. Cannabis is on the move. Subert, on how many, can you find out how many countries are party to the international anti-narcotics trafficking treaty through the United Nations? I know it's kind of an obscure thing to ask at the last second, but it's part of what I need to find out, because we're going around the world with the legalization of the weed that is lawful, and that is known for some as marijuana. I like to call it cannabis or hemp, and it's time for the update.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Now, I know about Uruguay because I know about Paraguay. And I like Paraguay so much because that's where my yerba mate comes from. Organic yerba mate that I've been drinking for many years. And no, I haven't been smoking it. I've been drinking it. And now I'm even growing mate. I've got a mate plant, and then I'm taking the mate leaves after I use them, putting them back in the soil, recycling them. Very, very exciting. But Uruguay, interestingly enough, down in South America, is about to begin selling cannabis in pharmacies. And it's like, oh, my gosh, they're now pioneering this this regulation, if you will, and normalization of this plant. They're going to be the first in the world to legally sell cannabis over the counter for what's called recreational use. And I, you know, over the years, I've really, you know, kind of changed my tune on the use of this plant, obviously, for a lot of things. I don't use things recreationally. I don't even drink alcohol recreationally. I don't use it. The only alcohol I get is pretty much from a homeopathic remedy occasionally. It's a fraction of a percent, if you will. But the reality here, recreational use is also, in my opinion, now medicinal, because there's a reason people are getting a benefit from it. That's why they're utilizing it. And thankfully, it's not harming them. We've talked about cannabis being a gateway drug, if you want to call it a drug, but a gateway the other direction that we've been told. Instead of into heavier drugs, it's a gateway out of heavier drugs, opiates, heavier drugs that are addicting and deadly. And that's a good thing. So many things. I'm trying to find a bad thing about it. It's very difficult to do. So the president of Uruguay was even nominated for a Nobel Prize after the country legalized cannabis. Now, this is why I asked this question, Super Don, about how many countries are a party to the anti-narcotics trafficking treaties through the United Nations. Because I'm thinking, if Uruguay is a signatory, you know, we're going to have to invade them. We're going to send Jeff Sessions and, you know, the army, the Green Berets on down. Of course, no, that wouldn't be Green Berets, because they probably already are using cannabis because they're green.
So, hey, this is, man, you know what, I'm probably going to get in trouble for this, because I have never looked at all of the damn treaties and conventions and crap and stuff that the UN has with everybody, right?
Yeah, well, UN convention on anti-narcotics trafficking, something like that.
Well, here's something I've got. This is called the United Nations Convention Against Illicit Traffic of Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances. This was signed in Vienna back in 1988,
mm-hmm.
And I was scared because I thought I'd have to count every country on this list. But
yes.
it, apparently, according to this, there are a total of 87 signatories, but a total of 189 parties to this convention.
Okay,
so 189, I think, is the number you're looking for.
Right. And is it possible to see if they alphabetically list them and Uruguay might be on it or not?
Let me look. Let me scan. Scrolling.
See, because they voted in 2013 to legalize it. So they were ahead of a lot of places in the United States, which, you know, now it's about half of the states, including the District of Columbia.
Turkey, Turkmenistan, Uganda. Ukraine.
Uh-huh.
United States. Uruguay's on there.
So, look, we're going to have to invade Uruguay. They're violating the United Nations.
They're violating the UN treaty. What's going on with
that? The Blue Helmets. Yeah, exactly. This is why I've said the federal government of the United States still does not delist it as a Schedule 1, because they're a signatory to that anti-narcotics trafficking treaty. It's nonsense, because this plant is as close to heroin as a big wheel tricycle is to a Ferrari Testarossa. I mean, it's not even in the same realm, except that they both have wheels, I guess. I don't know. But the idea here, of course, cannabis will be dispensed in pharmacies over the counter in July beginning. And, in fact, they'll also allow Uruguayan people, the citizens and permanent residents, to purchase 1.4 ounces per month. And they can also grow their own at home or join cooperative clubs that farm it. Right? This is a level of freedom that I'm respecting Uruguay now. This is very cool. I'd like to see this duplicated here in the United States as well and other areas, especially that you can grow it at home. And remember, the kind of stuff I'd be growing would not be indoors. It'd be outdoors, and it can be utilized for a lot of things other than smoking. And that's an important thing to remember here about this plant. It has got so many things it can do that can probably salvage local economies, if not the global one, if we began to embrace it and grew it industrially as well. And it doesn't really need pesticides either. So that's it. By the way, if you want the CBD, you can get from industrial hemp. Clean as can be. Go to CV Sciences plus CBDoil.com, PLUSCBDoil.com. RSB15 when you check out gets you 15% off any of their products. Great stuff. We've been utilizing. We've been sharing the stories here, and I hope you'll avail yourself of that access. If not, go to a local health food store, independent retailer, and get it there. Plus CBDoil.com. All right, we've got this is like a community service segment right now. Five over-the-counter meds you should definitely avoid for their dangers. Natural Blaze put a good one out. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Number one on the list, ibuprofen. Ibuprofen. This is in the family of nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs used to reduce pain, inflammation, fever. Advil is a common name that you've heard about. There's some serious heart conditions. We've talked about damage to the gut, damage to the kidneys, damage to the liver. 31% increased chance of suffering cardiac arrest, though, from people that utilize this regularly. Second on the list, Benadryl. Benadryl, diphenhydramine. Again, it's another synthetic kind of, we could say, it's like the hyperstimulants, if you will, anticholinergic drugs. And they can reduce cold and seasonal allergy symptoms, but it also reduces acetylcholine in your brain. So it, well, might increase your risk of dementia. Yeah. I mean, if you don't care not to remember, maybe keep taking your Benadryl. But there are other ways to address allergies and colds, including homeopathy. We talked with Dr. Frank King about that last week in the Healing Revolution. Third on the list is as big and bad as any of them, maybe worse, called acetaminophen. Tylenol, the world's most popular pain reliever, is also the world's most toxic over-the-counter drug to the liver. The immediate impact on it, when you take it, it reduces by, oh my gosh, probably hundreds of percentage points, the production of glutathione, your master antioxidant, the key to detoxify cells and your liver and your body. Loads of liver damage, loads of kidney damage, loads of cardiovascular and gastrointestinal damage. Heart problems as well. What's to like about this drug? I can't find a thing because we can deal with some of the things that they want to use it for by utilizing white willow bark, right? You think you need an aspirin? That's even on the list.
And isn't it interesting that acetaminophen is the number one prescribed NSAID in hospitals, right?
Yeah, and I think it's technically not considered an NSAID because there's a technicality on it, but it is often used for pain and some level of inflammation, and it's just so common. And they even combine it into the highly addictive opiates as well. And I think they do that because they want to destroy your liver. It'll kill you faster. Dextromethorphan, it's an effective sleep aid and cough suppressant, but you can gain tolerance to it very quickly. You've seen it in Robitussin, NyQuil. I've seen people shooting this stuff down, drinking it like it's liquor. Not so good. Very addicting. And, yeah, obviously if you use it short-term and get off of it real quick, but long-term it can cause liver damage and multiple mental problems. Guess what, folks? You got a cough? How about some Bryonia alba? How about nebulizing silver hydrosol? How about some homeopathy? I mentioned Bryonia alba, but Antimonium tartaricum, Drosera rotundifolia, and toasted SpongeBob, Spongia tosta. There you go. Give you some options. Aspirin, of course, we say white willow bark tincture. Instead of aspirin, that's what we've used in our household for years, even for the kids when they have a problem, as well as CBD. A lot of that managing pain, even menstrual cramping, CBD is helping with that. But aspirin used to be considered, oh, yeah, it's the safest thing ever. Yeah, well, if it says white willow bark, yes. But it can increase risk of gastrointestinal bleeding, ulcerations, right? Not good. Liver, kidneys, there's other things that can happen. And so long-term use of these things, especially, very dangerous, but even short-term use on acetaminophen can put you in the hospital. Number one reason why people check into the emergency room with liver failure is the OTC drug acetaminophen, a.k.a. Tylenol. And you know, there's a substance. Remember when we covered that special form of alcohol that guy from India developed as a pharmaceutical? And it reduced the damage to the liver from alcohol? That same substance, I think, modified slightly, was also able to be added into Tylenol. They went to the maker of Tylenol and said, hey, we've got this substance that if you add it to your Tylenol, people will not end up in the hospital with liver failure. And they rejected it because it would add too much money to the cost of each pill. To tell you how much Big Pharma cares about you and your health, just so you know. They don't care.
That kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is very telling, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Where are they interested in anything but profits? Again, I got nothing against people that want to make money, but to do it in a monopoly, to do it by poisoning and killing people, deceiving people, lying to people, isn't that what the government and government agencies were supposed to protect us from? Clearly, it's not working. So don't tell me that Bernie Sanders has the solution by making everything the responsibility of the federal government. That's just plain stupid, and you can't fix stupid. Sorry, Bernie and lovers of Bernie Sanders. The idea that the federal government can protect you from anything and everything at all times, it's absolutely nonsense. If you want to put your life in their hands, knock yourself out, but it's not going well for the FDA if you put your life in their hands. All right, folks, we've got a lot more healing, a little more time to go there. What about tax collection? We're getting to tax season. It's April. Here's a great tax story. You may or may not want to put this on your check when you write it. We'll talk about it next.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I mentioned earlier about the cough, respiratory, pneumonia things, and I also mentioned some homeopathic remedies for the lungs. I'll be talking more about that, as well as how to use silver appropriately for lung issues in Toronto at the Total Health Conference. But also, page 101 of Unlock the Power to Heal, my book that I wrote with Ty Bollinger, it has those details in there. Never before been published like that. So, check out Unlock the Power to Heal. You can get it through Amazon or Barnes & Noble online. I think Barnes & Noble online is actually BN for Barnes & Noble.
That is correct.
BN.com. That's a really short URL, but you can get it through them online as well, and that'd be great. Also, if doctors in the audience listening, or if you know a doctor that you want to get connected to the great information we're going to be revealing at the Best Answer for Cancer with Dr. Bitar and Dr. Jimenez and Chris Barr, CME credits available. CME credits available. You got to get them anyway. Why not get them for this? So come on out and join us 26th, 27th, and 28th in San Diego, California. BestAnswerForCancer.com. All right, final story of the day is tax day related. Although this is about property taxes in Montana, it's still thematically appropriate to cover this. Now, this is Hill County in Montana. There's a dispute with a man who wrote his check apparently on time for his property taxes. By the way, if it was his property, he wouldn't have to write taxes on it. There's a distinction between real estate and property, and he don't own it. And if you pay taxes on it to the government, you don't own it, right? It's like if you own it, stop paying taxes on it and see how fast you learn you don't own the property. You get that? Makes no sense. Real property, they can't tax. So what is it? It's real estate, and that changes. And go look it up. Read it. Learn it. All right, so in this case, property taxes in Montana, Hill County. So he writes a check every year. He gets a little upset, and he really felt this year, the tax bill, he got screwed. He said it. Scott Dion said he got screwed on his taxes. So when he sent his property tax in to the Hill County Treasurer, he included a note on the memo line. And it wasn't the first time he did this, because he always writes a little note because he's not pleased about the taxes he's paying on the property. So this year he decided, you know what, I'm getting screwed. I'm going to write sexual favors on the memo line. So he writes it to properly. It's the appropriate way, like he's a Hill County treasurer, and he writes it for sexual favors. And I don't know, months later, it's still not cashed. I think the the county treasurer, Sandy Brown, might be a little bit embarrassed to deposit it because of what it says. But obviously, it's a joke. He feels like he's getting screwed, and I think it's a very creative thing to do, although apparently they don't know what to do in Montana about this, and he's actually engaged the lawyer to sue them if they don't deposit his check because he paid on time.
Well, you know, I don't know why he would be concerned because he did pay it, and he's got record of the fact that he did pay it.
Yeah.
So the fact that they haven't cashed it, it's right. Interesting because apparently his lawyer is saying that this also violates his First Amendment rights.
Yeah, to write that down. I mean, there's no exception under the law permitting this lady to stop payment, you know, stop the check, to not deposit it because he wrote on his check. I mean, you might not like what he wrote, but you don't get to say, oh, I'm not depositing it as a government worker. It's a little awkward because somebody might bring this back up and go, did you really provide sexual favors to this man? Of course it's absurd. No. But it's like he got screwed on his taxes. That's what he feels. So he wrote that down. Very creative, kind of civil disobedience, but still he's paying the taxes that he may or may not owe. I don't know, but he's paying. So very interesting and intriguing. But I think that there are other agencies that take less kindly to that, probably that thing known as the right? That three-digit thing you don't even like to say. So you don't want to put nasty things on there because they'll come and get you. Politically, they just go after you.
Is that really nasty, though? I mean, I wouldn't consider that. I think it's clever, actually.
It is clever. I agree.
It is clever. Yeah.
I'm getting screwed. Might as well have some fun, right, at that point. You know, this is the whole thing. But again, we get into the tax thing and the property thing, and it always brings to mind a different way to look at life in general, or specifically, and to look at your relationship to a servant government, to recognize, hey, wait a second. If they can take stuff from me this way, this easily, how much of me do I own, right? This has been a common theme here. We're talking about owning your kids, owning your own body, owning, what is the ultimate form of property, yourself? And they tax you on your ability to do work. They say, no, you don't have a right to work. It's a privilege to work. Therefore, we're going to take stuff from you, and we'll let you keep X amount. That's the problem with the income tax. I'll leave it at that. Y'all, have fun. We got a whole other broadcast day coming tomorrow as we go outside the box with the launch of the truth about vaccines. Get ready. Ty Bollinger is going to let loose. We're going to talk to you more about what's in it, how to sign up for it. It's right in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Then we have the Sacred Fire of Liberty before we go into Easter weekend. Good Friday, Easter weekend. We're going to have a wonderful, wonderful holiday weekend. All right, folks, thanks for being here. Thanks to Jeffrey Jackson. Thanks to Super Don. Thanks to Ben on the board at GCN. Remember, folks, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Lifetime Grade's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.